The documents may have been privileged. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Sources have told Fox News that some of the items taken from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home may have been covered by attorney-client privilege. Last Monday, the FBI carted away 27 boxes.
The list of seized items does not describe them in detail. The Washington Post reports the FBI agents were looking for documents related to nuclear weapons. Trump called that allegation a hoax and suggested the FBI planted the evidence.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Sources also tell Fox the Justice Department opposed a request by Mr. Trump's lawyers for an independent review of the documents. A double tragedy in eastern Pennsylvania where two crime scenes have been tied to one suspect. Last night, one person was killed and 17 others hurt when police say a car barreled into a crowd outside a bar in Berwick. A second person, who police say was a passenger, was killed a short time later.
The male, who was the suspect in both incidents, is in custody as we speak.
State Trooper Anthony Petrosky. A U.S. congressional delegation is visiting Taiwan less than 2 weeks after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit sparked outrage in China. A fire at a Coptic church in Cairo has killed at least 41 people. Officials say an electric short circuit might be to blame. Gunfire near a holy site in the Middle East. Israeli police say 8 people were hurt, including 3 American citizens, when a man fired shots at a bus near the Western Wall.
The attack comes about a week after a ceasefire was implemented following 3 days of Gaza cross-border fighting that killed dozens of Palestinians.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty, the Palestinian suspect, has turned himself in. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The driver who crashed into a restaurant in Arlington, Virginia on Friday night was working as a rideshare driver and had a passenger in the car. That's according to police, who also say the driver hit the Irish pub after running off a busy road. More than a dozen people were hurt, and 2 were still in critical condition last night. As New York City Mayor Eric Adams scrambles to accommodate migrants being bused from Texas, some New Yorkers are saying, "Where's my accommodation?"
Mayor Adams is responding to allegations that migrants are being treated better than homeless Americans, including veterans. Listen to this.
We treat everyone who seeks shelter assistance the same way. It's universal on how we treat people. That is what we've always done.
The New York Post reports a Navy veteran says Americans are being pushed aside at shelters.
Fox's Nate Foy. As more migrants cross the border, so do more illegal drugs.
CBP just announced that the San Diego area is now the epicenter for fentanyl smuggling. They say they have seized 5,000 pounds of fentanyl in the San Diego area just since October. And how bad is it? Remember, just a couple milligrams of fentanyl is deadly. In San Diego County in 2016, there were only 33 fentanyl-related deaths. In 2021, that number shot up to 817. That is up a staggering 2,375%.
Fox's Bill Malusian. Across the border from San Diego is Tijuana, where violence between rival drug cartels has been escalating. Workers at the U.S. consulate were advised to shelter in place earlier this weekend as gangs appear to be targeting stores, vehicles, and innocent bystanders. Officials say some 24 vehicles in Tijuana and beyond were set on fire. Pam Puzo, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.